Ottawa, friends and family have confirmed that at least three Canadians were killed last weekend when Hamas militants conducted a series of brutal attacks in Israel. Two Canadian men were killed by Hamas gunmen who ambushed a music festival in southern Israel, according to their loved ones in Canada. And an Israeli-Canadian mother of two was killed in her kibbutz, a communal farming settlement, an Ottawa Jewish group said. At least 2,800 people have been killed so far in the conflict sparked by the Hamas attacks, which has escalated throughout the week as Israel conducts retaliatory strikes on the Gaza Strip. Canada considers Hamas a terrorist group, and Canadian leaders have decried the violence it waged on the weekend. The federal government is organizing flights for Canadian citizens and permanent residents out of Tel Aviv, but it can do little to help some 100 Canadians trapped in Gaza amid Israel's siege on the territory. Global Affairs Canada has not provided official confirmation of the Canadians' deaths by name, saying that as of Wednesday, it was aware of two citizens confirmed dead and a third presumed dead. On Thursday, officials said a fourth Canadian was missing. Here's what we know about the three people that friends and family in Canada are mourning. Adi Vital Kaploun. Adi Vital Kaploun, 33, was killed by Hamas militants in her kibbutz near the Israeli border with the Gaza Strip, according to the Jewish Federation of Ottawa. The group's CEO made a statement on behalf of Vital Kaploun's family on Wednesday, saying the dual citizen has a large extended family in the Ottawa area. She was a beautiful person, with a warm soul that touched her family and friends with love, her family said in a statement. The family said she was an amazing mother and wife, always bringing love and laughter to their household. She was also a talented dancer, saxophonist and basketball player, their statement said. After completing her master's degree in engineering, Vital Kaploun excelled in her cybersecurity career, they said. We are mourning, trying to process this unconscionable act of terrorism in her kibbutz and across the country, said the family, adding that they wish her memory to be a blessing. Ben Mizrachi. Canadian Ben Mizrachi was one of at least 260 people gunned down by Hamas militants at a music festival in southern Israel. Mizrachi, 22, from Vancouver was described as larger than life with a big personality, in a statement by his former high school in BC. Ezra Shankin, CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, said Mizrachi was about to start university in Israel after serving for the country's National Defense Force. Hillet Nurek, a home economics teacher at King David High School in Vancouver, remembered Mizrachi as a kind, wonderful, and community-minded young man who had a positive influence on everyone around him. Nurek said she and Mizrachi once put a large event together for more than 100 people at school. He was in charge of making Moroccan-style spicy fish stew. He brought his mother's recipe and shared it with everyone and taught us how to make it, said Nurek. He was incredible, just an incredible human being. Alexander Luk, who recently celebrated his 33rd birthday, was also among those killed while attending the musical festival. Luk, who lived in Montreal with his family before moving to Mexico, died a hero, his dad said in a Facebook post on Monday. Like a true warrior, he left as a hero, wanting to protect the people he was with, Alon Chaim Luk wrote on Facebook. Luk's friend, Lior Horovitz, described him as a once-in-a-lifetime person, who became more like family during their five-year friendship. In a phone interview from a town outside Tel Aviv, she said she and her boyfriend met Luk in Mexico. They became fast friends, and would organize their vacations to meet up, either in Mexico or Israel. He was a proud Jewish Canadian and a generous person who would do anything for his friends, she said. He's a person who loves people, she said. He's the guy that's always going to help others, especially if they are Jewish. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 12, 2023. Liam Fox, The Canadian Press.